That's one of the very democratic things about these bugs. There are some viruses that are viruses of different social classes and different habits and so on, but there's a virus for everybody. They're mutating. These mutations, in general, will not be very helpful to them in a given environment. But if they change their environment and their other demands for survival, then these mutations give them the opportunity to survive. I think it's a big mistake to assume that we're the center of the universe and we're always going to be here. I think all you have to do is look at some of the people who have thought deeply in the past and who are thinking deeply today about evolution. I think we may be the last big mammal, because we seem to be able to screw up the earth so thoroughly that there may be a little period here after us where there's all kinds of problems. I think it's a fair fight. They've got, on their side, they've got this replicated potential we talked about, this evolutionary potential. They've got all this going for them, plus there's lots of different kinds of them. And we've got our brains, and if we can just get smart enough and pay attention to what they're doing, I think we can give them a run for their money. Unless we can bring our civilization and our integration of the planet to a slightly higher level, we're going to see diseases arise that we may not be very happy with. I mean, HIV is a good example.
You mean brand new diseases?
Brand new diseases, sure. They are an American mosquito. They will not be dislodged. We lost our chance when they came in because no one was far-sighted enough to say, we don't want a mosquito here that transmits a variety of diseases and loves to bite humans. Biological terrorism is cheap. It's easy to put together. It costs a lot less and takes a lot less expertise than nuclear weapons. I think the military got a real jolt during Desert Storm.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I worked in a research institute that was concerned with biological warfare defense. So we were thinking about all these things, and we were trying to tell people, hey, listen, there's a real problem. And when Desert Storm came, there was a real problem, and we were not prepared. I'm not going to beat on the desk and say we're all going to die because we're not doing more research on this, but I think that the current trend in responses to emerging infections, in responses to biological terrorism, and in readiness for biological warfare has got to continue. There is a problem out there that you should be able to sleep at night, but when you wake up, you ought to worry just a little bit, and you ought to get some insurance. I mean, the guys.
Insurance
who,
like what?
Well, insurance like surveillance, research, the counterterrorist effort. In other words, some of these problems we can nip earlier rather than later. There's nothing local about any of these diseases. They can be local problems today, but tomorrow, it ain't necessarily going to be local.